Listen, Joe, you're green with envy because my body is so tight because I drink Athletic Greens every morning, shake it up, put it in my shaker. I get my minerals, I get my vitamins. Boom, take a nice little deuce action, ready for the day.
That's the secret to your tight.
This is why, you know, people are always asking me on the street, oh my God, Oliver, why are you so sexy? Why are you so sexy? And I pull out a little travel pack of Athletic Greens and I just toss them out, you know, to people who are.
And you say, look, I mean, yeah, one tasty scoop of AG1 contains 75 vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced ingredients, including a multivitamin, multimineral, probiotic, green superfood blend, and more in one convenient daily serving. And then you hand that to them,
mm-hmm.
and you give them a little wink, and you pat them on the back of the head, and you say, go get them there.
Yeah, and then a lot of times they ask, they say, listen to me, how do I do this? What am I supposed to do with this? And I say, I'll tell you how to do it. I'll tell you. I throw them a shaker. I say, you wake up in the morning, you pour that in, just like Oliver Hudson does. You pour it in, you shake it up with water, you down it. It actually tastes really good. Boom. You are set for the day. And then, you know, I always get the feedback of just, wow, thank you for changing my life.
You're such a giver. And I think it's probably the aptogens and the antioxidants that throw it over the top, or maybe the superfood complex or the digestive enzymes and mushroom complex that's all involved in this. I mean, it's all in one scoop. It's hard to believe, but it's one scoop in your water. Shake it up, drink it down, start your day, and be tight, toit, like Oliver Hudson. I mean, I don't know of a better way to sell you Athletic Greens. And so since that's the case, we'll ask you to visit athleticgreens.com/daddyissues and take control of your health and give AG1 a try. athleticgreens.com/daddyissues.
Get that vitamin D.
Cavalry Audio. Hey there, Daddy Issues listeners. This is Margo, the producer. As you may or may not know, Joe and Oliver are on a little bit of a summer break right now so they can focus on their families, and Oliver's hard at work on season 2 of The Cleaning Lady. But me and Josh were talking and we thought, instead of just going silent for the next few weeks, why not share some archived episodes of Daddy Issues? So we asked Joe and Oliver what their favorite episodes are, and that's what we're going to put out each week until they return from this little summer hiatus. So the episode we picked out for you guys today was recorded almost exactly a year ago. So we thought, perfect opportunity, year anniversary of the worst episode ever, which is what this episode is called. The worst episode may actually be the best episode. But we'll leave that up to you guys to decide. Love to hear from you on our socials or comment on the podcast. And is this the worst episode ever? Is there a worse episode? let us know and enjoy the episode. We promise we will be back at the end of summer with new episodes and a fresh perspective and maybe a few other surprises. Thanks for listening, guys.
This is Oliver Hudson reporting live from New Silver Beach, Cape Cod. Ready to do an 18-minute podcast.
That's what we're shooting for, is 18 minutes.
18
That's it.
Minutes.
If we did 18 minutes every week, I would continue to do this. Do you think we could get to know a guest enough in 18 minutes? Just like start the timer.
Yeah.
And just rifle questions at him.
Yeah.
It's like 18 minute interviews.
It's just a speed round. You know, it's like 6-7 minute abs or whatever. You know, we could just do,
right.
Just do like literally 7 minute interviews. Fucking speed questions.
Just cut right to the chase.
Right. How big's your dick?
So McConaughey, you gonna be governor?
Zero small talk whatsoever.
God.
By the way, that sounds great.
Do you know when we read our little promos every week and we say, hey, if you like what you're hearing, don't keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
But we really need to make it clear that we are at the bitter end here. And if it doesn't get better,
if
more people don't download this clear hunk of shit.
Yeah,
then we're out. We're done.
Oh, dude,
we'll just call each other and entertain each other and just be done.
Yeah, it's just the fact that we're talking about it and we're gonna put this on the air is the greatest thing ever.
But I mean it.
No, I know. It's I don't know. I mean, look, I love talking to you. There's no doubt about it. Like it's a fun time. We get to interview really cool people. We arguably have had the best guests of you know, with the exception of maybe Rogan and Dax and some of the big guys, but our guests are fucking unreal, you know? But I guess, like, our mothers have listened to them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man.
I don't either. I thought we would change the world, or that the Nile would flow south. The birds would chirp differently, and
Australian
nothing's
toilets.
Really come of it.
No, I know.
Toilets in Australia would go clockwise.
Nothing's really come of it. Oh, it's true. I don't know. I mean, we haven't seen a check. I mean, we're just pro bono at this point. You know?
Yeah, we're basically, this is Wayne's World.
This is Wayne's World. That's fucking perfect. We're doing Wayne's World right now.
This is public access broadcasting at its finest.
Yeah. You know, Josh just put some like fucking like sweet guitar licks. You know, just some fucking sweet ass guitar licks through the, just to spice it up. Like Wayne's World. You know? Excellent. Decent. Yeah, totally.
Party time.
We should have him just.
Yeah,
let's just fucking go crazy with this one. Put weird sounds in there, like a bus going by or like some animal sounds, or just fucking get weird with it. See what happens.
Yeah, and just different guitar little licks or riffs or whatever the fuck they are.
Yes.
You've been in network situation comedies, movies. I've done World Series and Super Bowls, and nobody gives a shit.
I know. I guess not. I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like they should.
I feel like they should. I listen to our shows every once in a while, and I like them, and I'm laughing at our own stuff, and I don't really ever do that kind of thing. I don't go back and listen to the All-Star game. I just did the All-Star game, and I'm not going to go back and watch that.
No. No. Well, you know what? Hey, maybe if we just keep trying. Remember that book, The Little Engine That Could?
Yeah.
You know? Are we just chugging uphill? Or is there ever going to be, you know, a precipice and then some sort of a free fall into fame and money? I don't know. Maybe we'll be just chugging uphill.
But here's the thing, and I agree with you, and I don't know. We're just chugging uphill, and then we run out of steam, and we go backward back down the hill and slam into a mountain.
Slam into Josh and Margo.
Slam into Josh, Margo, and all the other podcasts that just laugh at us. I do feel some sense of competition and desire to prove that our podcast can make it.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I listen to these other podcasts, the ones that are making tens of millions of dollars, and I'm just not that interested in what they have to say.
Yeah.
I really don't care. It's not better. It's just more widely heard.
Yeah, I guess it's like anything else. You know, it's timing, it's luck, it's all kinds of different factors, I guess. You know, I don't know. I mean, we do have hundreds of thousands of people in the hundreds each month listening to us. I mean, You know, what percent of the population is that? 330 million, you know, like 0.1 or something?
I don't know. I just walked up here to do this. I'm still in Denver after the All-Star game, and my mother-in-law, who's 73 years old, just said, oh, the woman I just had lunch with told me to tell you that they listen to every one of your podcasts.
Yeah.
And they can't – they love it. And I'm thinking, well, if we've reached Mary Wright's friend, her luncheon friend.
Yeah.
Isn't our audience – shouldn't our audience be bigger than what it actually
is? I am in this little amazing town in Cape Cod right now where my wife grew up, and it's called New Silver Beach. And same. I mean, I've had more people come up to me since I've been here and say, oh, my God, I love Daddy Issues. I love Daddy Issues. Love what you and Buck are doing, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hey, thanks, you know. And honestly, when they do tell me that, it means more to me than any other TV show that I've done because, I don't know, it's something different and personal, and we get to have these conversations. But, you know, I'm like, what the fuck? You know, people do seem to listen, or at least they tell me they do.
Just be honest with me. Do you get more, hey, I love your podcast, Daddy Issues, or do you get, hey, I love Sibling Revelry with Kate? She's amazing.
It's probably, I'd say it's like, you know, 60-40 sibling.
Okay. I can accept that.
Yeah, that's real. That's honest. I mean, it's a lot of Daddy Issues stuff. I mean, for real. That's no bullshit. You know? Look at those feet.
All right.
I mean, do you think people are going to even... I've already turned it off because we're just fucking complaining about how no one listens to it.
Oh, do we give a shit?
No.
Do we care?
No. Look at those fucking feet, dude.
I'm going to try to take a picture of it. Got it. Oh, wait. I got to do it again.
Here, hold on. Let me get mine up there.
Got it. All right, fine. I'm done complaining. I'm done complaining. How's Cape Cod?
It's great. It's amazing. It's again, stuck in the 50s. It's... If you're a serial killer and you're listening to this, this is the place to come because everyone is amazing. The doors are wide open. Your kids are on their rusty bikes. There's a tea room that serves up French fries and candy from the 20s. And, you know, it's one of these places that is just stuck in time, and it's awesome.
Do you feel like it sounds like they could film it part three there. Still it.
Oh, for sure. Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it is ripe for a horror film. And it's funny you say that because it's been shitty weather and the fog rolls in and you're walking down the street and you're like, oh, dude, like, you know, you could just kill everyone here and no one would know. It would be the most prolific murderer of all time.
I don't know that you want this out there. I don't. Do you want to be heard saying this?
I've like just lost my mind. No, I mean, what the point is that it is a throwback. You know, it's a true throwback. There are 1,000 kids. Wilder and Bodie and Rio are on their bikes and they're cruising and they're just gone all day. With a billion other kids rolling around. All of Aaron's high school friends have houses here. It's just, it's incredible. It's really awesome. Really fun.
Well, good. I'm glad. And you're up there reading lines for what? Your Fox show you're going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to learn my lines. I want to get them like.
When does that start?
August 2nd, I go to Albuquerque. And I just had a cast Zoom. And, you know, I'm feeling better about it.
How weird is that? That's like the first day of school with these people that are acting, and then you're on a Zoom call saying, hey, now this guy's going to play Brick Johnson.
Yeah. It's Garrett Miller.
You know him from Rules of Engagement.
and various other shows. Hey, how about a nice warm welcome for Oliver Hudson, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Oliver.
That's kind of what it was, because everyone else knows each other. They all shot the pilot. So it was about me just, you know, doing my fucking dog and pony show. Like, you know. Yeah, you know, I'm super excited. Can't wait to get down there. You know, how's everything going down in Albuquerque? Albuquerque.
Why don't you pass out our, you know, little business cards with daddy issues to your fellow cast members? They might get to know you better, and it could help actually prepare them for what's rolling into town the first week of August.
Yeah, well, it's funny you even said that it's not daddy issues, but, you know, my Instagram is so weird and me and crazy, and you know, the cast was like, you know, well, you know, we've looked at your Instagram account, like, you're a pretty crazy guy. I'm like, yeah, you know, a little nutty, I guess.
Oh, my God. That sounds horrible. This isn't going to work. This is not going to work. Who's the biggest name other than you in the cast?
Hartnett?
Is Josh Hartnett in?
Josh Hartnett's in there. Josh Hartnett. Nobody. I mean, it's not like a very well-known cast, to be honest. But maybe I'm the biggest name. I don't know. But everyone's cool. I watched the pilot. Everyone's very good. They're all really good actors.
Can you send me the pilot?
Yeah. You want to see it?
Yeah, I do. I want to see what you're walking into, because I feel protective of you, and I want to know what you're. I want to see the pilot, and I want to see your script. I want to know what you're coming in there saying.
All right, I'm gonna email you the script. You know, I'm Special Agent Garrett Miller.
What are you investigating?
There is a sort of a mob syndicate, you know, in Las Vegas, and you know, the lead girl is sort of gets wrapped up in this whole world, and I am an FBI informant, or I'm a special agent who is sort of have my own demons, you know,
trying to get off Lexapro. I play an F special agent trying to get off an antidepressant. Cut to Oliver acting as special agent, whatever your fucking name is, shaking on the toilet.
Popping Ativans, like trying to get normal.
I don't know why. I'm just sad. I
can't stop crying, man.
I can't stop, but I got to go arrest these people. I think I've got a lead, and I just don't want to leave this toilet.
Oh, that's funny. Where were you the night of October 31st? Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God, that's so great.
That's amazing. Oh, my God. I might add that in there.
Yeah. Hey, just for a quick wrinkle, just something a little true to life. I'm switching from Lexapro to Trintellix. Really throwing me for a loop these days. Is there any chance you could write this in where I'm struggling coming off Lexapro?
Oh my!
How would you even tell that story?
Oh my God! How do you even play that? Like I play brain zaps and like I Oh my God. I think that's an amazing idea.
That's why I love you. That's right there.
Jesus,
right there is why
funny.
I love you. It's so great. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break with more from Oliver and me.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
I haven't talked about this anywhere because it would be giving it life, but Chris Bryant, who plays for the Cubs, was playing in the outfield for the National League in the All-Star game. And I was interviewing all these players from the booth while they're playing in this game. Mm-hmm. And Chris Bryant, the story with him is he's a world champion, former MVP, former rookie of the year who is on the trading block. And so one of the questions I asked him was, have you been able to keep your concentration with all the, you know, rumors swirling around about, you know, you being traded? And his dad afterward, he wasn't there or he wasn't listening to it. His dad was at the game, said that I was quote unquote classless for asking his son about potentially being traded.
Oh,
so
God,
I mean, can you just can't win for losing sometimes. You know what I mean? I don't even know what that phrase means, but I've heard my mom and dad use it over the years. My dad died in 2002. but yeah, I
did he call you? So did, how the, did you? How did he contact you?
No, so a friend of mine who does a radio show in Chicago is like, are you going to respond to whatever his dad, Mike Bryant, said about you? I was like, what? What did he say about me? I couldn't even think of what he could be mad about.
Mm.
And I guess he told a Cubs blog that, you know, there's a time and a place, and I don't know. So I'm just bringing it up here to maybe drive some people to our podcast if they want to hear me talk about Chris Bryant's mad dad at me. I just don't care.
Well, it is called Daddy Issues. Let's get into why.
It is.
You know,
he may have a few. He may have a few. I said to the radio guy, I was like, no, I'm not going to respond. I don't even know about it. I said, I've made thousands of mistakes in my career on live TV. That was not one of them.
No.
I mean, you have to. If I don't ask him that, then I'm a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's the number one thing you ask the guy. So,
and how did you approach the question?
I said, all right, I'm going to ask. I even couched it. I'm like, I'm going to ask the annoying question. I know you're tired of answering it. And I talked about how unselfish he's been. He's played all these different positions, and he hasn't, you know, he's a great guy and a great team guy. And I mean, I've been nothing but pro Chris Bryant since the guy got in the league. So just the only reason why I'm bringing it up again is that maybe somebody runs with some of this and it drives more traffic to our podcast. Otherwise, I don't care. Okay. So I'm still here in Denver. It's 1,005 degrees. I hear from my wife is how Denver is the perfect climate. It's never hot. It's never humid.
So
I can barely breathe.
It's so hot there now, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Why are you still there?
Because we're still not in our house. So we go into our house. I go in Saturday night, and Michelle and the kids come in on Sunday. So this is the bitter end before we move into our new house in St. Louis. Yes.
What have you been doing in Denver? What to do in Denver when you're dead?
Yeah. Feeling dead, feeling just tired because the boys have been sleeping in 9 different houses mm-hmm. over the past 3 weeks, and they're 3, and I'm putting gates up, and we've got a staircase now in a house that we're renting, a Vrbo, VRBO, whatever the fuck you call it.
Okay, this is a good topic. It went from VRBO to Vrbo. Like, I don't understand that. I mean, unless I'm missing something here, but it used to be VRBO, and now I hear commercials, and it's like Vrbo, right?
Yeah. No, I don't get that. I never even knew. I guess it's, what is it, vacation rental by owner? Is that what it is?
That's probably sounds right.
It's like Arby's, America's Roast Beef, Yes, Sir. That's what Arby's stands for.
What? Is that real?
America's Roast Beef, Yes, Sir.
Dude.
Arby's.
I had an Arby's like 4 weeks ago. I was driving back from Colorado or to Colorado. And I was like, let me try fucking Arby's. Like, I haven't had Arby's in 100 years. It was so fucking horrible.
Do you think vegetarians can eat Arby's because there's absolutely no meat involved in that at all?
Probably. I mean, I'm telling you, I took a bite, didn't finish the bite. I'm like, holy shit.
Did you get like with the cheese dolloped on there?
I got like a
stint. So it was wet.
It was wet. And when I pulled it out of that foil, which, you know, that foil makes everything seem like it's going to be great. Any kind of foil food wrapped in foil, It's like, oh, this is going to be good.
And it's flimsy foil.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, this is going to be good. And fucking Arby's, man. Took a bite. And I was like, oh my God. Wait a minute. Done. So I just
Doesn't that make you feel good? Because as a kid, at least as a kid, I would have eaten the hell out of that sandwich. And now I feel like I know if I put something like that in my mouth,
Shouldn't. Well, that's why I got it. Because when I was a kid, I remember eating and loving Arby's. And I was like, well, I'm gonna go for some Arby's. But I'll still eat some Mickey D's.
Yeah.
You know?
In a pinch. It's been a long time for me, but in a pinch. And then when we get our kids Happy Meals, which I know, every once in a while, not a lot, but Happy Meals, and you still can't, you know, we've talked about this with Brian Cox being the spokesperson for it. The fries are phenomenal.
Greatest fries of all time.
Yeah. And when they come out hot and salty. And, amazing. Oh, my God.
Wait, do Brian Cox's version again. How does it go? I forgot. Like, da-da-da-da-da.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Now, do you think Brian Cox did that and they were like, McDonald's was like, whoa, like, this is different. Like, let's go with this.
There's no way they had him. Yeah, I we've talked about this before on this podcast.
But that was his take.
There's no way. Yeah, that was his take. He's like, I have an interesting twist on this. Instead of me saying, ba 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 ba, how about if I just... Make people strain to hear it. Meanwhile, that show is coming back out.
Dude, one of my favorites.
Succession.
Love. Love Succession. Yeah. I can't wait. When is it airing? Do we know?
I just saw I got something in my email from HBO Max or something. It said it's coming back out. I'm going to say it's early August.
Mm.
I don't know.
I love that show.
Ted Lasso coming back out. Yep. I mean, there's a lot of things to look forward to. These are the things that I get to look forward to.
I know. I know. Well, do you work? Are you working at all? Like, what's your deal?
August, work kind of kicks in. I go to Canton for the Hall of Fame game. I get that Hall of Fame award. Mm. And then August 9th, my Jeopardy week airs starting August 9th. And then August 12th, I do the Field of Dreams game
Iowa. Is that a real game?
Real game, real stats, counts in the standings, White Sox, Yankees in a cornfield stadium they built next to where they filmed the movie.
And is there an actual fence or just corn?
Well, they made an actual fence. I was kind of hoping that it would just be corn.
That would be so fucking crazy. It was just corn.
So good.
Oh, my God.
Some guy goes weaving through the corn to get a ball that Aaron Judge hits. All of a sudden, this ball comes flying out of the corn. He gets tagged out at third.
Yeah, amazing. Is Costner going to be there? He must.
I hope. He's done some voiceover for baseball. I would love to think that on this kind of celebration of one of the great mm-hmm. father-son movies, this is why the guy should be on our podcast, that he's there and involved. Because that movie... It doesn't matter when you check into the movie Field of Dreams. When he ends up at the end and you know what the story's about and he asks his dad to play catch with
him. Oh, dude. I was weeping.
Weeping. Every time.
Yeah. I mean, every time. Unreal.
Yeah.
Do you think James Earl Jones will be there?
He is, but in a twist, he's coming as Darth Vader. Dun, dun, dun. That's the wrong movie. Dun, 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 dun. If you build it,
the wrong convention. He's like, oh, fuck.
This is CN. Wrong, dude. No.
And what about Ray Liotta? He might show up.
He's coming off a Chantix shakedown. He's got the shakes. He can be with you. He's coming off Chantix. So I hope they're all there. Leota's in it for 6 seconds.
I know. I know.
Yeah. The little girl who chokes on a hot dog. Yeah, she'll be Gabby. There. Timothy Busfield.
Gabby Hoffman, her name is.
How do you know that?
I don't know. But she, you know, she was a child actor, but then, you know, continued on. I don't know. I'm pretty sure her name's Gabby Hoffman.
Okay.
Are there stands or like bleachers?
Yeah, I think they built bleachers. Like 4,000 people will be there.
Fuck, dude, that's so cool.
Yeah, I mean it's going to be phenomenal, and I can't imagine what the broadcast facility is like. I'm sure it's just you're in a like a treehouse.
By the way, that would be great if they had you in like an old rickety sort of, you know, wood plank treehouse type deal.
I think that, well, I don't understand. That's kind of, I assume, what it's going to have to be. But I remember talking, because this was supposed to happen last year, and then the pandemic, and it's the, I don't know what anniversary it is for the movie, but they're like, okay, so here's some of the outfits we thought that you could wear, like with the old press hat and the like a suit from the 1920s. I'm like, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going in costume like we're doing a – first of all, I'm on TV for 4 seconds. Secondly, if I show up, let's let the cornfield just sell itself.
Right.
How about that? We don't need John Smoltz and me in some getup from like zoot suits with big hats.
Imagine you guys in like fucking like crazy costumes.
Here we are, see, in Iowa, see, doing like the old time ground ball to shortstop. Shortstop picks it up, throws to first, two out.
And it's hitting into the cornfield.
High fly ball. That ball's going to end up inside the corn. And goodbye, baseball.
Wow, does he have an ear for that kind of a fastball?
Here comes the old humdinger coming in hot.
Oh, dude, that would be amazing if you did one inning like that. Just one. Be like, all right, I'm putting my career on the line. I'm going back.
Right.
I'm going back.
Just bear with me, folks. I've been working on this for months.
Right. Here comes the humdinger. Oh, a swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss.
And then you're doing ads like vote by Jericho or whatever this is like.
Remember, folks, when you shave, use Barbasol.
Right.
Barbasol for all your shaving needs.
That'd be amazing, dude.
Crack open a nice cold Falstaff. I'll think about it.
It's in Iowa, obviously.
It's in Iowa. It's I thought it was going to be on the field that they made for the movie. I think it's a field next to it. So we're surrounded by corn,
mm-hmm.
Children of the corn. Malachi will be there. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome special guest appearance.
Throwing out the first pitch is Malachi from Children of the Corn.
Oh my God.
He throws out the first pitch.
Throwing out the first sickle.
Oh God damn it. So dumb. Is that game?
Well, there you go. August 12th. On a Thursday night, prime time. Maybe we'll be promoting your new show.
No, it's January.
Yeah, but we can say, hey, don't forget in January.
Yeah. Do it. Don't forget, in January, we've got, what is it, like the Three Stooges coming on Monday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll just do old time. I don't, when was the movie? The movie was in the late 80s?
Early 90s, late 80s or early 90s, yeah. Field of
maybe 90. That's why they were going to do it last year.
Oh, like, yeah,
30-year anniversary,
right,
of the movie.
Right.
I don't know. I can look it up. Well, just talk amongst yourselves. I'll look it up. If you're enjoying this episode of Daddy Issues, don't keep it to yourself. We beg you every time to share the love and tell a friend about Daddy Issues, and go subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this short break with more from me and Joe.
but everybody's good. Aaron, the kids.
Kids are good. Yeah, I mean,
are you with your in-laws right now?
Yeah, you know, I have the best in-laws. My parents were here for 3 days, and they stayed with my in-laws in their little tiny condo. You know, that's how fucking my parents are so rad. I love my parents, and my parents and Aaron's parents, the in-laws, are like best friends. So they just hang. You know, they just hang out. They go eat oysters, and they just drink beers and hang out. And yeah, they were great. It was great. My mom was here. Kurt,
you have it so good. Your mom was there. You froze up on me for a little.
Yeah, mom was here. Kurt was here. Yeah, they're here for a little bit. And the kids, you know, back to daddy issues. It's just watching the kids. This is a place where the kids will have their, like, first kiss. You know what I mean? It feels like that.
With others.
Yeah, they're not going to kiss each other. But, like, you know, with other...
How do you know? Didn't Wilder just go on a date in Aspen?
Yeah, he went on a date. And then now there's this girl who's Aaron's best friend from high school. And she has this daughter who's beautiful. Like, model beautiful. I mean, she's just stunningly beautiful. And her and Wilder, like, sort of hit it off. But they're kind of shy and weird. But, you know, it's
awkward because the girl's, like, 24, right?
Yeah, she's 24. But but she looks it because they always grow so much taller first. So she's, like, 6 feet, you know, and towering over Wilder. But, you know, they're all hanging out, and it's all awkward and cute, and they're on their bikes and cruising around the neighborhood at night, and they're on their own. I mean, they're literally on their own. You don't have to worry. It's just like, come on.
Even Rio.
I mean, Rio, a little bit. I got to just make sure where the hell she is, but she, even Rio, I mean, she's pretty much good. The problem is that I want to go to bed now well before my children go to bed. So I'm like, fuck. You know, I want to, like, get in bed at 10:30, you know, light up a joint, just hang out, watch a TV show, and just go to bed. My kids are fucking partying till, like, midnight here.
But you got to be up. Are you the kind of parent that can't sleep until your kids are all back in?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to bed until they're all... in the house. You know, I'll put them in their room and they could be up till 2 a.m. But I'm like, all right, as long as they're in their room, then I'm good. And the room here, they all have to stay together. So where they all have their own rooms at home, now the three of them are all in the same room, which is, it's kind of good. It's cute.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I asked you, and Josh can cut it out, but I asked you that while you froze up. But if you were the kind of dad, because I was and I am, everybody's got to be home and under the roof before you can really actually relax and go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, of course. I can't let them be out. I mean, even last night, I'm like, get these fuckers inside. Like, I can't deal with it. I want to get in bed. You know, I got selfish. And I'm like, everyone in. I can't take it anymore. I need to like, get in bed.
Well, I'm going to Oakmont in Pittsburgh tomorrow for the member guest.
Oh, wow. Lucky.
I know. But you got lines to learn.
You're so lucky. You get to play all the greatest golf courses.
You got lines to learn. You got things to do now. You can't go to that kind of stuff.
I know. I know. It's bullshit. Who's a member there that you're, you know...
Mark Bolger, who used to play quarterback for the St. Louis Rams, was a good friend then. I've been there. I've been to this once, maybe twice, and now reuniting here in 2021. By the way, Field of Dreams, 1989.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, so I'm going tomorrow, and then eventually the next time we do a podcast, I will be in my new house. I will show you around, and then we are interviewing my hair doctor.
Oh, yeah. How's your hair, by the way?
It sounds like he's like German.
Yeah, doctor.
Yeah. It's not really coming in yet.
It's not?
It's not coming in yet. But so I sent you and Margo a video of the procedure. I'm going to resend it to you today.
Okay.
The video takes 5 minutes.
Okay.
4 minutes. So I want you to watch it, and I want you to see if you think it's wise for me to put this video out into the world.
Okay.
Or if I just...
Crazy.
Look insane.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it. Resend it again. I just saw Joel McHale is hosting a new talk show or a new sort of game show, and he must have gone in again or something because it's like almost too prominent now. It's almost like too thick. I'm like, whoa, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah,
I'm like, you had it, and it still looks amazing, but. The line is too perfect or something, you know? It's thick and dark.
I hear you. It's dark. It's dark.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm not saying I'm not jealous, but he's the guy that put me onto this guy.
His hair looks thick.
Yeah. Yeah, he has texted me. Before and after pictures, he's texted me, which I would never share with other people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is exactly why I'm asking you to watch this video and answer me if you think that it looks like insanity if I put this video of me getting hair restoration surgery out into the world. Plus, at the beginning, they give you a Xanax or something like that. And I took it, and I'm talking. It's like, wow.
Right.
Yeah. Look at me.
Oh, really? Like, you notice?
Well, I know. I notice. But I don't, you know, it's like if I got pulled over.
Yeah.
I know. But I'm putting on my bravest face because somebody's got a camera in my face asking me questions.
I don't know. I think it could be cool. I think it might, I mean... I guess you got to ask yourself, what are the reasons to do it? You know, are you going to open up doors for people who might be afraid to do it, you know, or who might feel ashamed of doing it, and maybe like, fuck this. Look, this is what it is. This guy's sick. He's amazing.
That's kind of what it ends up being, because I showed it to my daughter's boyfriends when we were all down in Mexico, and they're like, at the beginning, they were kind of laughing, and then at the end, they're like, you know, that's great, because it takes the whole fear factor out of the equation, because I'm being interviewed throughout the entire I'm talking. It's not like somebody's taking a weed whacker and going to work on the top of my head. So that I can coherently answer questions, and I'm not in pain screaming. And the reason why I bring this up now, and I'll bring this up next week, is I didn't realize that my name was absolute dirt in the hair restoration world, because I wrote about it and the pain in my book. Well, now the pain has been kind of taken out of it with the way they do it, and I'm now living proof that it's a simple procedure that really has no pain involved.
Oh, got it. So in the hair restoration circles, Joe Buck was like, getting bullied behind your back or something like that? Meaning,
yeah,
like, this
people,
guy's a fucking idiot.
Those doctors are like, that bastard has set this industry back. When I met this guy in LA, he's like, oh, right, and you wrote about it in your book. And I was like, yeah, I wrote about how awful the pain was. And he's like, well, I'm here to show you how not painful this is. Mm. So we'll talk about all this next week, but I want you to watch the video, because it could be kind of a nice sister piece to our podcast.
No, I'm down. I'm down. When am I going to see you again?
Probably in LA when you get back to LA.
Does New Mexico?
I'm not going to be in Albuquerque.
Does New Mexico have a baseball team? No.
Yeah. The Albuquerque Aces.
Dude, come do
minor league.
Come do a minor league game down in Albuquerque.
You're not going to see me in Albuquerque.
All right, fine. Well, we did 40 minutes. That's good.
Yeah.
You there?
You're freezing up so much. I'm just so glad that we did not have a guest today.
Oh, I know. Well, we did 40 minutes. Can you hear me?
I got to figure this out. Huh? I got to figure this out, though, because I have to do some other shit.
You have to do other podcasts, which I couldn't care less.
No, I know, but with Nickelback and, like...
Look at this photograph. It's frozen like a photograph. Photograph a photograph.
Are you... When do you go home? Do I have to deal with this next week when we do our podcast? A week from yesterday?
I go home on the 30th.
Yeah, so I am. So, yeah, figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
Now and then.
Yeah.
Get a booster.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out for sure. I might go to another house or maybe some, like, I don't know. I got to figure it out. I got to figure so many things out. It's crazy.
Just sing more Nickelback. That's how we'll end this thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure this is going to be our highest rated podcast.
Let's see. Let's recap. We came on and complained and cried.
Yeah.
We talked about your new show again. Talked about the All-Star game. Talked about my new house again. Talked about golf again.
Yeah.
Maybe it's our fault. Maybe we just can't come up with new shit or anything that's interesting.
No, this was just we do. No, we have a lot of interesting things to say. Today was just a weird day, you know. It was just a weird day.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's what it is, man.
And then that's that. So, until next week, good luck with your kids and
you too, baby.
Your line learning and everything else.
All right. I love you.
Love you.
Bye. Goodbye.
Listen to Daddy Issues on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daddy Issues is a production of Cavalry Audio and iHeartMedia, produced by Margo Carmichael.
Sound engineering and editing by Josh Windisch.
Executive produced by Joe Bach, Oliver Hudson, Dana Brunetti, and Keegan Rosenberger.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.